We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, doesn't he have sponsors now too? No, he does. I know he's sponsored. Joining us right now, our good buddy, number 54 of the woebegone New York Jets. And that, of course, is Avery Williamson. Now, Avery, the first thing I'm going to ask you, all right, when you were down in Tennessee on Sunday, did you go up there? I'm not sure who the owner is anymore. It used to be Bud Adams, but he's not anymore. I'm not sure who the owner is. Did you go to Mike Vrabel and say, Mike, please take me back in Tennessee? Would you? did you say to him, please, I can't take it anymore. I can't take the ineptitude of the franchise that I work for. Did you think that for a minute?
Nah, not once.
All right.
Not once, man.
I was thinking it for you, Avery.
Not once, man. I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave here, man.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, you look, better days are coming. We hope.
We certainly hope
so. It can't
so.
Get much worse.
How did it feel being back, though? You know, as an opponent, being back playing in Tennessee.
It was very weird, to say the least, man. It was weird. I've been there for 4 years, so being on the opposite sideline, you know, different locker room. You know, it was weird. So it was kind of just odd seeing my old teammates on the opposite sideline.
And I'll tell you, some of your old teammates were playing a little dirty. It was a late hit by Conklin. Lewin got a Taylor Lewan got called for a few penalties.
They're dirty.
They got some
dirty guys on the team. Yeah,
no doubt.
they're fun to have on your team, but they're not fun to play against.
Yes. Now, by the way, before I get to my next question, our good buddy Avery Williamson is brought to you by Hyundai of Paramus. 4 is always less, and by NJ Diet, a scientific and safe approach to healthy weight loss. You know, as I'm watching this penalty fest that I was watching, as the defense on that last drive for sure basically gave the game away, said he'd take it. I was thinking about this. I don't think, and I don't know if Evan, you've looked this up or not.
I tried.
I do not think that you have committed a penalty all year. I was thinking about that. I'm saying, wait a minute. Trumaine Johnson with a face mask. Maurice Claiborne, a couple of defensive holding penalties. Jordan Jenkins offside. You know, a couple roughing the passes by Leonard Williams. I could go on and on. I mean, but I'm a nice guy. And I was thinking about this, and I'm saying to myself, I don't think that Avery has had one penalty all year. Have you had a penalty called on you all year?
I'm not sure. I'm knocking on wood now.
I can't remember because
if there was only maybe one.
Well, because I will say this: since you'll be coming on the show, if there was, you know, I'd be letting you know about it.
It's true.
I know you would.
Yeah.
I know I had one in preseason. I think.
Well, preseason doesn't count. That's yeah. Right. You can get them in preseason.
I don't think I've had any.
Yeah, I don't think you have either. That's all the more reason that we love you on the team.
Thank you. It makes me smile.
Yeah, well, when there's not much to smile about. So.
I'm getting nervous now, like calling in. I'm like, man, I don't know what type of questions I'm asking.
Avery, you play hard. Let me tell you something seriously, and I mean this, but you know, I really do. You play hard. I mean, if this was Trumaine Johnson, all right, the guy gets a pick six and then he kills him with that dumb face mask penalty. Oh, let me give you another 15 yards. I mean, it might be all over. Mo Claiborne, you got beat like a drum by some guy I never heard of. What a surprise on a bomb. And then he gets a holding penalty. I'd be all over him. You know what I mean? You, I can't get on.
I gotta stay on your good side.
Now, well, you're doing it.
All
so
you gotta
far.
Do is play good.
You know
play
that,
well.
You know that my wife, the lovely Terry, she's a lovely woman. I mean, you know, she's a little crazy because she's married to me now for a long time. It's gonna be 25 years. But with that said, she said to me, I would wear, and I told you I'm gonna do it already. Later on, you gotta see a little more down the road. She said I would definitely wear an Avery Williamson jersey. So I just want to let you know that.
What?
I'm telling
you.
Yeah. I'm saying very serious. Because my wife watches the games now like me, and she gets just more aggravated than me because, you know, at this point, I mean, even though I was very aggravated, I mean, when I tell you, I can't tell you how ticked off I was Sunday. But still, she gets even more aggravated than I do, if that's possible.
Oh, trust me, I was very aggravated as well.
Well, how could you not?
Yeah, man.
I mean, they handed you the game. The Titans mailed this game in. Let's be honest. This is, and I've seen a lot of this with the Jets over the years, so I know a mail-in when I see it. The Titans have mailed in the game, and they still won.
It was a tough one, man. It was a tough one. It was very, very disheartening, man, to see the team that I left, you know, walk out there feel happy.
Yeah, so, and you were dominating the game for how long? How long?
I feel your pain.
All right. That's why we love
you. I feel your pain. I'm right there with you. I think I had a heart attack, a slight heart attack. No.
Well, don't have that. No, we don't need you to
keep
have
yourself
that.
Healthy.
Come on.
After this game, Quincy Enunwa, and obviously he's on offense, said the team overall lacks discipline. You agree with that?
Yeah, I can agree with that. We, you know, as a whole, we don't do the small things that can get us more wins, as well as penalties or just blown coverages, you know, things like that. These little things. So that's, you know, you're going to have some, but too many is what can kill you. And that's what we seem to have happen a lot.
As a fan, when I hear the team lacks discipline, to me, I blame the coaches. Are we wrong to blame the coaches for that?
Well, I mean, you can blame coaches, but I mean, I say it's 50-50, man. I mean, coach can only do so much. Then the player has to have it within himself to have self discipline.
You know what? Avery. Okay, at some point, because the same nonsense happens all the time. I mean, that Robbie Anderson. Okay, when Robbie Anderson had an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, I mean, which we've seen. I think this was maybe the first one this year, but we've seen it plenty over the years from him. You say to yourself, I mean, how can you continue to do this stupid stuff? You know, and that's got to go back to the coach This team. We hear all the stuff in the locker room. I don't care who it is, Jamal Adams, Leonard Williams. I haven't really heard it from you. Leonard Williams, or whoever the guy is, Mo Claiborne, oh, we love the coach, and it's not the coach, and it's the same nonsense week after week. I mean, after some point, you know what? It is the coach. Of course it is.
Yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough, man. I don't want to point fingers, you know. So, I mean, that's why I just keep my head down. I say some words of wisdom at times, but I'm more the type of guy just, and I just got to make sure I'm doing my job. But, you know, it's disheartening, man, when, you know, everybody's not on the same page. And when you have things like that happen, you know, undisciplined things, you know, it just can hurt the team, hurts momentum. You know, it's tough. So I'm probably going to have a few gray hairs by the end of December. I got one gray hair, but I'm probably at like five.
Is this your most frustrating year as a pro?
Well, nah, man. My first 2 years in Tennessee, man, was we had a 2-14 year and a 3-13. Mm. But
get ready for another one of those.
It's up there with it, man. But I would say this is probably Yeah, I say it would tie with my second year because my second year we actually started competing with teams, and my first year we sucked. We sucked bad.
Sure.
Getting blown out. But, you know, my second year was like we were right there competing with teams. We just didn't have that push to get over the hump and win games. We didn't have that discipline pretty much. We were losing the end. Something would happen, turnover, you know, something dumb. So, yeah, it's definitely tied with, I would say.
So this year feels, based on the way you described it, similar to that 3-13 season you had to deal with. Is it do you sense a lot of similarities between the two seasons you had to deal with?
Yeah. rookie quarterback is pretty much the exact same.
Yeah, can I throw something in there?
It'd be nice if the rookie quarterback played. Would be good, too. Hey,
by the way, in that season you're talking about, you know, the coach got fired in the middle of the season.
Yep.
Just pointing that out.
Yeah.
Wait, what's that again?
Didn't your coach get fired in the middle of that season, too?
Yeah. It was my second.
Who was that, Wisenhunt?
That was Ken Wisenhunt.
Wisenhunt, right?
And Mike Mularkey replaced him.
Yeah.
Wisenhunt, yeah. Yeah, Wisenhunt, man. Yeah, so I don't know, man. It's tough, man, but all I can do is just make sure that I'm being a positive factor to the team and make sure that, you know, I'm helping push the team in the right direction in any way possible, you know. So the little things at this point are what matters. So just got to make sure that I'm doing the little things, because at this point, you know, you got to play to make sure that you have a job still. You got to.
Talking to Avery Williamson of the Jets. You know, I don't know how you felt, but I tell you what. You're up 22-19 in the last minutes of the game. And I know you're on defense, but maybe, you know, I don't know what your thought process was here. 3rd and 5. A first down wins the game. It's over. The first down, the game is over. Done. They had, I think, one timeout, maybe the Titans. You hit this first down, and it's it. The game's in the bag. All right? And I couldn't believe the play call that they pitched the ball to Marcus Cannon and
Trenton.
You know, Trenton, whatever his name is. Trenton Cannon. And he gets like 2 yards. Maybe he got a yard. And then I heard the coach say after the game, and I couldn't believe it, that he says to him, well, just make sure that you don't run out of bounds so they can use their timeout. Like, wasn't even trying to get the first down. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. A first down ends the game. Throw the damn ball. I could. Were you stunned by that play call there?
Yeah. I mean,
poor Avery.
No, it is what it is, man. You know, I was hoping that he's gonna get the first.
Yeah. Well,
but
I knew he had no shot. Do you know, as a Jet fan, can I tell you this?
I'm not an OC, man. So
can I tell you this? And this is how bad it is for us Jet fans. Okay. And Evan agrees with this. Ernie's my producer, is a big Jet fan. And pretty much every Jet fan I know, when you guys were leading 16-0, 19-6, okay, not for a second did I think you were going to win the game. You know that? Not for a second. I knew there was somehow, some way, they're going to blow the game. Evan thought that. Ernie thought that. Every Jet fan that I know that's a real Jet fan said the same thing. Everyone. This is because I've seen this forever, and we've seen it this year, and certainly under this coach. I mean, you know, forget it. Right, Ev? You think they win a game?
I thought, and this isn't even on you, Avery.
No, it has nothing to do with you, Avery.
When Kevin Pierre-Louis blocked the punt and
right.
field position, yes. Tennessee 18-yard line, and the offense stalls, goes backwards, and has to settle for a field goal. Yeah, I just felt this is going to end badly.
I'll give you even a better one, Avery. Andre Roberts returns the second half kickoff to the Titan 40, and they go 3 and out. 3 and out. Oh my God!
The breaks.
The breaks.
With that said, though, Avery, take me through
Poor
this.
Avery.
Take me through this. After that terrible play call, the Titans have the ball at their own 14-yard line.
Right.
You guys get off the field, you win the game.
The game's
there were
over.
A couple of bad penalties. Take me through what went wrong. There were only two.
Three,
actually.
Yeah,
right.
Because the offsetting penalty on Claiborne.
Then the Jenkins penalty, then the face mask.
Right.
What went wrong overall on that drive? Because that was the game. You guys have a chance to get off the field right there. Boom, game over, Jets win. What happened? What went wrong on that final drive for the Titans?
Composure. Yeah, penalties hurt, and I'm trying to think how it went, yeah.
You want me to tell you how it went? I'll let you know. You want me to let me tell you?
Marcus had a long run.
Yeah, Marcus had a long run, fumbles the ball. By the way, Deion Lewis fumbled the ball earlier in the game, all right? Ball's on the ground. God forbid one of my guys picks it up. And he picks the ball up and almost goes for a touchdown. He got about a 7-yard run. I think whoever it was, didn't tackle him, he was gone. You know the play I'm talking about, right?
I was on the other side of the line, and I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't see him. And I just remember I turned around and saw him running, and somebody said the ball's on the ground. And I was, oh, shoot. I didn't even realize it, but yeah, it was on the ground, man. But
now we realized it. So yeah. Did Deion Lewis.
Sure did.
I wish he didn't realize it.
No kidding. Hey, here's the positive. Last week, and it's small positive, but you got to find them. Last week, we were talking about this historic streak of not forcing a turnover, and right
that's
out
right.
of the gate,
that's right.
Boom,
yeah.
Trumaine Johnson.
Right.
Trumaine Johnson, man. Yeah, that was great.
Yes.
I was excited. That was great, man.
You know, hey. It wasn't so great? Trumaine Johnson grabbing the face mask on that run by Mariota to give him another 15 yards on the last drive. That wasn't so great.
These are the breaks.
Where's the mindset?
$72 million.
Where's the mindset of this team right now? You know, because the fan mindset, you know where that is. We think you're blowing 16-0 leads.
Right.
Where's the mindset of this team right now going into Buffalo?
You owe this team, you know. You owe yeah. the, you 41-10. That, you, let me tell you something right now. The great head coach should be having that. Should be all over the locker room all week. 41-10.
Yeah, he told us that. I mean, it's everybody's been talking about it in the building. So, see the mindset. The mindset, man, is really just go out and we got to just wreck shop. Plain and simple, holding nothing back. You got to just go out and just lay it out there. Just you have nothing to hold back.
Nothing.
So, nothing
right.
at all.
Right.
So, man, we just got to go out there and just try to ruin somebody's day, pretty much.
Mm.
Just ruin somebody's day. That's pretty much my mindset.
All right. No, look, Avery, you have played well all year. So, like I said, by the way, I think I'm going to the Houston game, and I'm going to wear a bag on my head. I just want to let you know.
You want to wear a bag?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, yeah. Why not?
Oh, man.
I don't know what I'm going to write on the bag yet, but I think I'm going to have to go and put the bag on my head. Yes.
Well, just don't put my number on there.
No, it won't be your number. No,
I was going to say, just
no, your number will have nothing to do with you, Avery. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I greatly appreciate that. Oh, man.
By the way, I just have a feeling, and I don't mean any disrespect by this, but I have a feeling Avery's going to commit a bad penalty now that we've talked so
yeah,
long.
Right.
Not Avery,
let me tell you right now.
Wood, man.
Wait, if you grab some guy's face mask.
I think, yeah.
But you know
probably,
what?
You will probably take a private jet.
Private jet? Who are we? You know what, though?
Private jet?
Avery, I'll make you feel better. I'll make you feel better. This is right up Joe's alley.
I take mass transit.
Yeah. You'll be called for a bad penalty, but there would not have been a penalty. It would be the official call on a
right.
phantom one.
Yeah, I can see that.
That'll probably be what
yeah,
happens.
That's always a good thing, too. Yeah.
Yeah. No penalties, though.
Let's hope.
I don't think you've had them. Seriously, because I keep these things, and these things don't go away from my mind, Avery, and I cannot remember you committing a penalty. Even Evan can't either.
I can, yeah.
I don't think you've committed one all year.
And if it was, it was probably a meaningless
right,
one.
Right, and a win preseason is okay. You could do it then.
Yeah, seriously.
I get away with it. I'm slick about it. You got to.
Hey, slick is good. You know, I'm into slick. You know what? Whatever you can get away with, God bless you, Avery.
Get it done.
You know, we're all for that.
Sneaky hands and coverage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sneaky hands.
Very sneaky.
Avery, good luck on Sunday. We appreciate it.
Stay healthy. Avery, stay healthy, huh?
Thanks a lot. Pray for us.
Yeah. Pray. I've been praying for, you know, for 54 years now.
That's great.
A lot of prayer.
Thank you, Avery.
Thank you. Thank
See
you,
Avery.
Avery Williams said, you got to love that. Pray for us. We'll be praying.
He's
all
a
right.
good dude. Avery's okay.
Nah, he's good.
You know? And it's thank God that he really hasn't done anything bad that we could kill a guy.
No,
about.
There's nothing. There really isn't anything.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.